Salmon in Danger, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Recently retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, where he spent 30 years as an endangered species biologist, Ted Cook made an observation that bull trout was a species he had been trying to save by working with state and federal agencies to preserve cold water. So, while on the topic...
What's going on with the water systems and climate change? What's going to happen to these species? How can we protect them?
It's a great question. You know, so salmon and steelhead require relatively cold water as well. You know, trout and salmon family all require that to varying degrees. Climate change clearly is going to be working in the wrong direction for species like that. But that's really a long-term thing. What's going on with poor salmon and steelhead returns and what has been happening, particularly in the Columbia River Basin, is dams. And I was actually president of the Idaho chapter of the American Fisheries Society 20 years ago when we all agreed and made a statement that unless we address the 8 dams between Idaho's salmon and the ocean, that we will not be able to recover wild salmon and steelhead runs. And here we are 20 years later, and that reality continues to manifest itself. Recently, Governor Brad Little in Idaho and Representative Mike Simpson have convened a forum to have conversations about what are we going to do to try to save these runs from becoming extinct. Many are extinct. Dams in Hell's Canyon wiped out salmon runs into parts of Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. Nevada used to have salmon. And the salmon we have left are doing incredibly poorly. In fact, Fish and Game has closed seasons this year already. It didn't even open them in the first place. That's how bad runs are right now.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.